Unit 10. Gift-giving etiquette.
In the early part of the 20th century, an American woman named Emily Post wrote a book on etiquette. In the early part of the 20th century, an American woman named Emily Post wrote a book on etiquette. In the early part of the 20th century, an American woman named Emily Post wrote a book on etiquette. As a business traveler, it might be necessary from time to time to give a gift to a client or co-worker from another culture. As a business traveler, it might be necessary from time to time to give a gift to a client or co-worker from another culture. As a business traveler, it might be necessary from time to time to give a gift to a client or co-worker from another culture. Cultural differences may appear even in such simple processes as giving or receiving a gift. Cultural differences may appear even in such simple processes as giving or receiving a gift. Cultural differences may appear even in such simple processes as giving or receiving a gift. However, in some Asian cultures, the act of giving is an important aspect of gift giving, and this process may appear confusing or frustrating to Westerners. However, in some Asian cultures, the act of giving is an important aspect of gift giving, and this process may appear confusing or frustrating to Westerners. However, in some Asian cultures, the act of giving is an important aspect of gift giving, and this process may appear confusing or frustrating to Westerners. In addition, to show respect for the receiver, it is customary in several Asian cultures to use two hands when offering a gift to another person. In addition, to show respect for the receiver, it is customary in several Asian cultures to use two hands when offering a gift to another person. In addition, to show respect for the receiver, it is customary in several Asian cultures to use two hands when offering a gift to another person. After receiving a gift, tradition may demand that the person open the gift right away, or alternatively, wait before opening the gift. After receiving a gift, tradition may demand that the person open the gift right away, or alternatively, wait before opening the gift. After receiving a gift, tradition may demand that the person open the gift right away, or alternatively, wait before opening the gift. In Asian cultures, on the other hand, the gift may be accepted with appreciation and then set aside to be opened later. In Asian cultures, on the other hand, the gift may be accepted with appreciation and then set aside to be opened later. In Asian cultures, on the other hand, the gift may be accepted with appreciation and then set aside to be opened later. Another tip for cross-cultural gift-giving relates to wrapping presents, especially in choosing the color of paper used to wrap a gift. Another tip for cross-cultural gift-giving relates to wrapping presents, especially in choosing the color of paper used to wrap a gift. Another tip for cross-cultural gift-giving relates to wrapping presents, especially in choosing the color of paper used to wrap a gift. In Japanese culture, white is the color associated with mourning, and bright colors may be considered by some people to be vulgar because they are too flashy. In Japanese culture, white is the color associated with mourning, and bright colors may be considered by some people to be vulgar because they are too flashy. In Japanese culture, white is the color associated with mourning, and bright colors may be considered by some people to be vulgar because they are too flashy. In contrast, Europeans seem to prefer more subdued colors for wrapping presents. In contrast, Europeans seem to prefer more subdued colors for wrapping presents. In contrast, Europeans seem to prefer more subdued colors for wrapping presents.